Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to do what we do best, and that's talk. How about that? Jay, you like being called a good talker? She's a smooth talker, that Jay Kirshner.
Sounds like a song.
Yeah, right. Okay, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Normally Jennifer is here, but her grandfather passed away, so that's taken her out of the running. Jennifer Horn will be around, actually, the week of Labor Day, because you're not going to be here. Our normal bill of fare is to talk about lots of things, not necessarily generic, whatever's going on. That's the focus. But on the news talk stations, normally there are, outside of what goes on perhaps in the morning on the radio station when there's a little more variety, there are charts that are developed by Talkers Magazine that focus on the issues of the day, the events, the people, the folks are talking about, what matters in terms of more political talk radio than anything else. But then there are always the stories that vary on the list. So I'm going to go through the list first of all, Jay, and then we'll put some thoughts together with regard to the stories and the people on the list. But the official list sounds like this. Number 10, the big tech story of the week, which is basically Elon Musk and his Twitter lawsuit. So we have a lot of stuff to say about that, actually. Number 9, what's going on with the weather, the rain in Texas and down through the south central part of the country versus the drought in the upper Midwest and across the Northeast. At number 8, schools are beginning, so education is in focus, what it costs. I suppose the student loan thing is going to be a part of the discussion there as well, the forgiveness of these loans, because that's a big Ed story this week. Number 7, the situation with immigration and how the current administration is pretty much opening up the gates. Come on if you want to come in. What a mess it's creating on the border. Number 6, COVID and Fauci. Number 5, crime and punishment, I guess to a point. Who's getting it? I thought it was interesting. There's a story about Giselle Maxwell that we ought to talk about, Jay. Let's see. The Russian-Ukrainian war is number 4 going on. By the way, this is, believe it or not, this past week was the first anniversary. They've been fighting with each other for a year. Do you believe that? A year. And nothing has been done about Putin. What a bunch of chicken-livered, lily-livered cowards running countries pretty much the rest of the world. Number 3, the FBI raid on Trump. Number 2, the economy and where we're headed. News not so bad there as you may, as the news media wants you to think. Yes, the scare tag, but it's not as bad as it was. Look at the price of gasoline. Most places under $4 a gallon. What are you paying in Cleveland, Jay, for gas at the moment?
Depending on where you go, it's a little under $4 and just slightly over $4.
Yeah, about the same here. If it's over $4, don't go to that gas station because you're getting gouged. Go find a station that's selling it for under $4 or around $4. I paid $3.94 for some, which is a buck less than it was at the height here where I am in Massachusetts. But you go to California, the stupidest state in the country, the gas prices are a buck higher than they are everywhere else. What does that tell you about
California?
Oh, and
it's like they always have been. They've always been.
Oh, yeah. The taxes. Yep. And then the pronouncement this week from the illustrious, exalted governor, we're not going to allow any more gasoline-powered cars sold in California after 2035. That's why I wish Jennifer was here. She would go off on that for 15 minutes. As well, we all ought to. Number 1 on the story list, politics, the elections, what happened this past week in the primaries. If you've had a primary, what do you think of the results so far? More people are voting in primaries, which is a good thing.
Yes.
It's a much better.
More people are getting educated of just how important the primaries really are.
Yep. In my mind, they're more important than the final election. Okay, the people list on the charts from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Hunter Biden. Why are we still talking about this?
Because why are we talking about him? Something more that comes up. Like the latest is Mark Zuckerberg was discussing how Facebook was warned by the FBI of Russian propaganda before the Hunter Biden laptop story, and where Twitter completely hid anything. They completely blocked Twitter users from seeing information about this. Facebook didn't fully block it, but they really deterred a lot of people from seeing it with that algorithm.
Yeah. Well, listen. A lot of garbage floating around, that's for sure. Speaking of garbage, number nine is Tony Fauci, who said he was going to retire from his job at the National Institute of Health, whatever his job was. You know, I say this because it's true and because it's interesting. Tony Fauci is the highest paid employee in the federal government. Made $484,000 last year as the director of this organization. 82 years old now, said he was going to retire. So somebody calculated his retirement, his pension, and it will be the highest pension ever paid to a government employee. And based on what you got paid, right? Through the last 3 years, I think that's how they do it.
Well, and how many presidencies has he worked through? Four?
More. I think he started when Reagan was president.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken. I think it goes back that far. So, but he's got another job, and I'm not sure what it is. I saw out of the corner of my eye another job, a high-paying job. It must be working for a drug company or some research company, because he's going to get paid more than he gets paid now in the federal government. Kind of got to play the angles. Number eight on the list of people is Vladimir Putin. Again, I will publicly say that I don't understand, after a year of the fight going on between the Russians and Ukrainians, what it's done to disrupt the economy of the country, our country, the world. And this guy's still alive? Good God.
Well, when the invasion happened earlier this year, Russia thought it would be, 3 days and done?
Yeah,
and they would have
done.
Ukraine?
Yeah. Merrick Garland is number seven on the people list. Bill Barr, who was Merrick Garland's predecessor on the job, number six, and the story is why didn't he prosecute Trump, yada, yada. Number five, Lindsey Graham, who gets people pay much more attention to him than he deserves. That's my read on Lindsey Graham. Mm-hmm. Number four, Dr. Oz, not doing as well as people in Pennsylvania primaries this past week. It was too close to call earlier, and then I forgot to check in on how it all shook out. We ought to probably, to intelligently discuss that, we probably ought to go back and look at what's happening with that. Charlie Crist and Ron DeSantis, Democrat, Republican. Charlie Crist used to be a Republican, but he's changed his evil ways, so he would tell you. That's number three on the list of people, the two of them. Trump is two, and Joe Biden is number one. All right? So there are the lists. Those are the charts for the week of August 22nd to the 26th. We will discuss some of these things. We'll start with the situation that Herschel Walker finds himself in as his former football player running. But there are a few controversies that kind of have a hiccup there in that situation. We'll talk about that after these words.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's have a round of applause, or a hearty welcome anyway, because I'm the only one here beside you, Elizabeth, so I only sound like one person clapping. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website, toploss.com. What's do we still have the Dog Days of Summer sale, or what's the incentive?
We've got the back to school sale going on right now this week. It's back to school sale. We know everybody's super busy. We've got it's the buy three get three free. It is on our capsules, liquid, and new powder, flavorless powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com. And in addition to that, that special right there also has the free shipping. Now, if you want free shipping on everything, you can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Get to Elizabeth Miller. She's the star here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. 17 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown show. Well, it isn't the show, but it's the Talk Radio Review. And normally we have a couple of talk hosts here. Our legion of fans, there we have, he said smugly, is interested in what's going on. Sometimes we try to get into most of these things during the Good Day program during the week. Some of them we hit and some of them we don't, but they're certainly there. One of the things that I don't like spending a lot of time on is politics, because it kind of gets in the way of everything else, and there are so many other things going on. Unbelievably, it's not all about politics, folks. So, here, though, is the story of Herschel Walker, who apparently is not that bright. I guess that's my read. I take that away. He's running in the Senate race in Georgia. He's a first-time candidate. Trump's all over him, thinks he's wonderful, but he keeps sticking his foot in his mouth. Even though he has the nomination, he beat five different contenders to get the nomination during the primary, and he has huge name recognition. And, of course, the Republicans thought, that's cool, here's a black guy, and he's well-known, so let's get him to run. And so he said, yeah, okay. The current senator is Ralph Warnock. And apparently, at the moment, Herschel Walker is trailing him in most of the opinion polls. He keeps sticking, as I said, his foot. He doesn't really know what he's talking about. I think, basically, that is the bottom line. But now, and I don't know whether to believe, because oftentimes these things are just so much hooey. So I'm placing less stock in the claims of domestic violence that have sort of popped up this week, Jay. You look at these people. I mean, you can look at Dr. Oz as well in Pennsylvania, Trump supported as well. And the Republicans now are thinking these guys are slowing down their chances of taking over the Senate because they're not. And J.D. Vance in Ohio, none of them are doing that well. Locally,
well, and sometimes
in their
states. You think that certain things that they say, is it, are they trying to bring humor to a situation and it just falls flat? Or, like former President Donald Trump, he would kind of just, he took to Twitter a lot and would just say things that incited people but also got people excited or made people laugh, whether they were laughing with him or laughing at him. Right. And it brought up different things in conversation. Are these people trying to emulate that, especially with Herschel Walker, who is a friend of Donald Trump's? Is he trying to emulate that, and he's just not as good as Trump was
well,
at it?
Well, he doesn't. He's not that, again. So, I don't know. You got to take some of this stuff with a grain of salt.
Like when he said, don't we have enough trees around
here?
Yeah,
exactly.
Stop sending money to the trees.
Right. Yeah, that wasn't... that was
wasn't
not the brightest
look.
Thing. That, no. Yeah. So, anyway, there are a lot of Republican... There's a new political action committee called the Republican Accountability Group, and it's not... They don't like Trump. They're trying to put domestic violence allegations front and center in the campaign. That was during the primary. Walker's ex-wife, Cindy, says that he held a gun to my head, said he was going to blow my brains out. Well, that isn't going to help either under the circumstances. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now. Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner this week. Jay is in charge of many things on the program, and one of the big responsibilities she has, monitoring social media, comments, trending issues, etc., etc. One of the things this week that is a part, I suppose, of number two, the economy, is this focus on forgiveness of student loans. So let's get to some of our listeners and what thoughts they have shared with us on social media regarding that whole announcement this week, which I find to be deplorable, but that's only my thought.
Well,
what are our listeners thinking?
You're not on your own there with those thoughts. Richard Ward, point blank, says total BS.
Okay.
Get straight to the point. Gretchen Stoller says, my mortgage identifies as a college loan, so can I get $10,000 forgiveness?
Yeah, sure, Gretchen. Let's go for it.
Jenny Wheeler says, not a smart idea, but what is with this administration? Daniel Sezak says, it's not a loan forgiveness. It's a transfer of debt. That's all I have to say.
It is. So they will, all the people whose loan has been forgiven will pay for it in a smaller way in their tax bill. Somebody's going to pay.
Probably. And how many people don't know that?
Well, they don't think about it. It's kind of like electric cars. Where's the power coming from to power the electric cars? It's not coming from moonshine. And anyway, who else is signing off on this?
And then Sharon Walker says, I think it's wrong and it's a waste of money. They need to solve the tuition problem first, which is something that we've discussed on air as well.
Yeah, my son and I were talking about this last night. With regard to what goes on college campuses, whether they be public institutions, state-run institutions, or private colleges, the bloat in administration, and not so much teachers, but the administration, you look at the faculty and then compare numbers of faculty with numbers of administration in various departments and various levels, and you find in many of the publics and the privates, just so many people who really don't do anything. That's basically the bottom line. So that's, you know, something you want to survive, you better clean up your act, much as anything else. Okay, so we've been talking about, because of this whole focus on forgiveness, then what's the, is this the appropriate use? Some people think this is great. Tax money? Yep, let's spend it there. So what other opinions do you have from people about appropriate use for tax money?
Well, yeah, appropriate uses for tax money. Seth Thomason says, none. Taxation is theft and extortion. I like
good
that.
Good for you, Seth. Yeah. Yeah.
John C. Says, we don't make any appropriate uses of our tax dollars at all. It's all pork, waste, and ridiculous stuff with no accountability.
It's not quite that bad, but there's a lot to it. Here, go ahead.
Well, Cheryl Walks says military. There needs to be a little bit more common sense in how it's used, and disaster relief, maybe Social Security. Welfare needs to change more of a workfare, and she wouldn't mind them spending a little bit more on mental health and rehab.
Yeah, that's thoughtful and provocative. Yeah, those are good comments. All right, well, always, yep, comments are welcome and encouraged. Help yourself to our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Plus, you can get the show every day, all day, at gooddayshow.com. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department released a redacted version of the affidavit that led a judge to approve a warrant to search former President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department saying former President Trump has secret documents stored at his Florida home that are unsecured. As far as his take on the affidavit, Brett Tolman is a former U.S. attorney. He tells Fox News.
The affidavit reads more like it's attempting to convince the reader that legally the DOJ is on good footing and that there are reasons for them to want more of the documentation. But it does not read like a typical criminal affidavit.
Moderna is suing rivals Pfizer and BioNTech, claiming technology patent infringement of its COVID-19 vaccine. USA Radio News. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell delivers a much-anticipated speech regarding inflation.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell from the Jackson Hole Symposium Friday morning says America's recession will hurt more before it gets better.
The burdens of high inflation fall heaviest on those who are least able to bear them. Restoring price stability will take some time and requires using our tools forcefully to bring demand and supply into better balance. Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A recall petition is being filed against New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell. This comes after Cantrell has been criticized about her handling of violent crime and her recent travel habits. In order to be recalled, 20% of qualified electors need to sign the petition. This would mean a total of 53,000 signatures would need to be gathered in the Orleans Parish for a recall. USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day program, along with Jay Kirshner, to review the top 10 stories and connective tissue to them. We were talking about Herschel Walker and his running as a Republican in Georgia and his claim to fame as being a football player. And now, apparently, if you believe his wife, now she may have made this up because she doesn't think he should be. She's angry at him. She doesn't want to be. She doesn't want to help him win, but she wants to get in his way. Who knows whether those things would. Just the fact that you allege something is, this day and age, it's like guilt. And here's another related story as we get into the football season, which starts officially. They've been playing, obviously, in an unofficial way as they prepare for the season. Fellow plays for the Buffalo Bills. He's a rookie. Matt Araiza, I believe is how you pronounce his name, Araiza, accused of participating in a gang rape of a 17-year-old when he was in San Diego at San Diego State with some of his teammates. Now, that's a story this week in the L.A. Times. He, in college, was known as the punt god, so evidently he's pretty good at this. But what will happen to his career? They won't play him. Why these allegations? I wouldn't think they'd play
by
these allegations. No.
So it's going to be interesting because, like you said, it's not. It should be innocent until proven guilty. But in today's society, you're guilty by association, and you are guilty until proven innocent.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So in the tech world, number 10 big tech stories. Couple of them of interest, including the Elon Musk requests in the Twitter lawsuit. Even though the judge said they were absurd, he said, okay, I'll give you that. He wants more data from Twitter. I don't understand all of this stuff. Maybe you can help us through it, this whole business of all the bots and all that other stuff. What is this?
Yeah, Elon Musk wanted to, because there's so many fake accounts occasionally, and he wanted the information. He wanted data from Twitter on the bots and the spam accounts. And apparently he had all of these other requests where the judge was like, okay, the data from the Twitter bots, that makes sense. We'll grant you that. But all of your other requests are just abroad and absurd.
Yeah. Nobody in their right mind has ever tried
not
to undertake
abroad. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So
traveling the world.
Musk is an interesting character for sure. He got into this. I would have thought that he would have been smart enough. When I do a business deal, there's an out. There's always an out. So why, when he signed this, isn't there just an out? I don't want to. I've looked at it. I've done my due diligence, and I don't want to buy it. So all of this started when he made an offer to buy Twitter. He never said he was going to buy it. He said, I want to look at it. So he said, I'll make you an offer after I do the due diligence. And he's doing the due diligence, and he doesn't like what he's finding. And he wants more info. I do the same thing, frankly. And Twitter doesn't want to talk about it because they are guilty of what he's found out, in my mind, that they have a lot of phony accounts. And they have a lot of stuff going on there that is not in the best interest of the stockholders. And the people running Twitter don't want the stockholders to know either. So,
And there are rumors as well that he is potentially saying that he made his offer and then he's doing this so that Twitter will come down in the price.
Yeah.
That's what some of the rumors are as well, that he still intends to buy it.
It's not worth what they agreed to at first because of what he's finding out about all the fake accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or people who have the duplicate accounts, the spam accounts. If you're running this saying there's so many members, but you cut that by a quarter even, that's significant.
Yeah, sure is. It's $11 million in the price, $11 billion in the price. Okay, speaking of billionaires and being involved in tech, Paul Allen, who was the number two person at Microsoft, he was the co-founder along with Mr. Bill Gates. He has $1 billion worth of art. And when he passed away, the family said, okay, we ought to auction this off. So here we go. This could be the biggest auction of art in the history of Christie's, which is probably the biggest, most prestigious of all of the auction houses like Sotheby's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's been scheduled for November. Masterpieces by Renoir, Lichtenstein, let's see here. So when he and Gates, his childhood friend, founded Microsoft in the 70s, he went his own way. He didn't want to stay involved, so he went off, took his stock, bought his radio stations, bought his boats, bought pretty much everything he could see. I think he was worth $13 billion when he died. So could it be that his art collection is worth $1 billion? Wow.
Oh, with that many? Yeah. When you add it all up together, there's one thing from a French painter that's worth about $100 million, just that piece alone.
Yeah. Anyway, so he stayed with Microsoft on the board till 2000. He had Parkinson's. No, he had Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Right. And then he beat it, and then it ended up coming back, and that's what he succumbed to.
Yep. So he was the 37th richest man in the world when he died. There you go. All right, so that's that story, sort of tech-related. Let's go to number three on the list this week. Or number two, I'm sorry. What is it? No, it's three. The Trump situation. I'm looking at the people list. Trump's two on that. And he's number three with the story of the raid continuing. A judge has ordered investigators to release a redacted version of court papers that convinced him in the first place to authorize the search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. This is pretty interesting, isn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and basically the only thing they're redacting is the parts of the document that reveal identities of witnesses and law enforcement agents.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's going to be pretty much full disclosure.
Why would they redact
to protect
that?
His identities?
Is that why? Is it just
because
to protect their identities?
People are crazy. Yeah, it's probably to protect their safety and the safety of their families. Let's be real.
People are crazy. You're right about that. So the judge ordered the affidavit be released with redactions, and that happens today. Prosecutors, well, today we're doing this program on Friday. You'll hear it all through the weekend. But the judge said the prosecutors demonstrated a compelling reason, quote-unquote, to black out parts of the document, which, as Jay just said, would reveal identities of witnesses. So, Let's see where this drama goes. What a soap opera this is. Good God. Ay, ay, ay. All right, let's see. What's number four this week? The war. I don't know how to pronounce some of these names of places and people. There's a nuclear power plant at a town.
Oh, Zaporizhia, yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? Okay,
yeah, Zaporizhia. And yeah. It lost power. And fortunately, the backup generators were able to kick it into high gear so that nothing bad happened. But
did they blow it up? The Russians blow it up? Are they trying to blow it up?
They're accusing both. So the Russians are saying that Ukraine is responsible for the fire that the blowing things up and the fire that caused.
Yeah, of course they're going to say that.
But, yeah. And then Ukraine is saying the same thing about Russia. So nobody's proven.
So who do you believe? Together. In this circumstance, who do you believe? I don't believe a word the Russians say. There are issues certainly with the Ukrainians as well, but I don't believe for a moment that the Russians
because,
do that.
Like you said, Russia cannot be really trusted right now. Putin cannot be trusted, but at the same time, Zaporizhia has been overtaken by Russian military. So why would they be firing at themselves, or unless they're trying to fire at the area? There's such a hot mess going on, and none of it seems to be coming up to the top to really be seen.
Okay, number one this week, the focus on politics and there's two big stories that are politically kind of murky. One of them has to do with the student loan forgiveness deal. The other has to do with the enhancement of the IRS. So let's talk about that after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are with an overview of the stories. Every week on the Countdown, I like to list the top 10, the official list from Talkers Magazine. So we'll start at number 10 as usual, get to number 1 on the story side of things. At number 10, technology, especially with a focus on Twitter this week. At number 9, the weather. Number 8, education issues. Not enough school teachers, not enough bus drivers. Big problems in public education. Number 7, the immigration problems and what is being done that isn't particularly intelligent, it would seem. Number 6, more COVID. The face of Fauci changing his job. Number 5, crime. Number 4, the war. Number 3, the raid. I can do these, right? One word at a time and you get what I'm talking about. Number 2, the economy with a specific focus on the forgiveness of student loans. And number 1, the various political foci, is that a word? Foci on those primary elections this past week. That's the story list from Talkers.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better. And I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List, Talkers Magazine, every week publishes the stories. You can see them at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. Number 10 on the People List, Hunter Biden. Kind of a waste of time. Dr. Tony Fauci, I call him Phony Fauci, is 9. Big Bad Vlad, number 8. Merrick Garland is at 7. William Barr, he hasn't been around for a while, but there's an interesting connection between him and Trump. Number 6, Lindsey Graham is 5. Dr. Oz is 4. that's a chuckle. Charlie Crist and Ron DeSantis. They're tied because they're running for governor of Florida. Number 3, Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. On the People List for the week of August 22nd to the 26th. Here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Now 46 after the hour, a few more moments devoted to the number one. Let's spend the time we have on the number one story, Jay, here this week. I see that you want to lose, vote for Cruz. Mr. Ted Cruz warning the new spending bill will create an army of 80,000 IRS agents. And there are a lot of other people who have been talking about this. And one of the Republican candidates, I think the lady running for governor in Arizona, said none of us are safe. And that's tied to what happened at Donald Trump's home. I don't know what he did or whether this will all be adjudicated. But the IRS and most presidents, whether quietly or openly, have used the IRS as a weapon. Kennedy did. Nixon did. Nixon was probably the most famous in recent times of using it. But Trump was using it as a weapon. Obama used it as a weapon. I don't think Biden would. But in a sense, you're weaponizing the IRS by just adding a bunch more agents. And so what is this? There's $80 billion in funding for the IRS over the next decade. Now, the reason it's getting a lot of attention is because the IRS isn't, well, we obviously know the IRS isn't very popular anyway, right? Who wants to go through the stuff? So it brings around, this is ideological in the sense that if you threaten people, will they be more honest on their tax returns? Mm-hmm. Never mind the whole thing that's set up at the negative side of having an income tax, which is unfair to begin with. But, the whole business of we're going to perpetrate this. We're cutting tax rates on the people who can't afford more taxes. We're going to go get those damn rich guys who have all the money. And they're the bad guys here. Except, hello, without all the quote unquote rich guys, who do people work for? Where are the jobs? Why do you think they're rich in the first place? They're rich because they came up with an idea for a business. And they created the business so that people would have jobs. Duh. Why don't people, they're not even teaching economics like that in school. It's basic economics. Without money, you got no business. And without a business, you got no jobs. Huh? Why is that so difficult for people to understand?
Mm-hmm. Well, then you get into the question of, well, if people are, they want everything to be more community-owned, well, then we go from capitalism to communism.
To socialism and communism, right. Exactly, which is what this plays right into the Republicans' hands, although the Republicans have made a mess of things because of what the Supreme Court has done. And so now here it's any man's or any person's guess who's going to come out on top on the November elections. But I think there's
not the American people.
No.
Either which way it is,
right.
We still lose.
Yeah, exactly. And we're letting this go on. So maybe it is time for some kind of action. Not like what happened on January 6th, but we need to be more focused on fixing what's going on in the country. The countdown at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with a countdown extra now. With all of the discussion about the weather, actually this is a focus on number 9 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. More importantly, it'll mean something to people who live in these various cities and counties and states where the rainfall is lacking, shall we say. So Jay has prepared a list of the driest places in our country with their average annual rainfall. You want to start at number 10? Because I don't want to try to pronounce this town's name.
Winnemucca.
Is that it?
Yeah, Winnemucca? Yeah, Winnemucca, Nevada, with just a little under 8 inches average rainfall.
Okay, so these are the driest places,
places in the U.S.
Least rainfall. This is on an annualized basis. So at number 10, Winnemucca, Nevada, gets less than 8 inches. Wait a minute, so that looks like flush when you look at some of the other towns on this list. All right, what's number 9?
El Paso, Texas.
That surprises me. I've been on the radio in El Paso for a long time, and I think about the river that separates El Paso to La Ciudad Juarez. Juarez, Mexico, is on the other side of the river, Rio Grande River. And, you know, you'd think there'd be lots of water because of the Rio Grande. The Rio Grande at that point is, you can walk across it. And I don't mean like Jesus walked across the water. You can walk across. It's almost like just a ditch there where you go from one side to the other. Not a lot of water there. But I thought there was more. There are a lot of farms growing alfalfa and stuff for the cows all around El Paso. And they supply their own water, so they drill wells. But they must have enough to grow the alfalfa. But what's the number? What's the actual number of rainfall in inches in El Paso?
Yes, 7.82 inches.
That's about the same as the town in Nevada.
Yeah, okay, number just barely.
Yep. Number 8, this is a list of the driest places in our country. Annual average rainfall, what's it in Winslow, Arizona?
Winslow, Arizona, a little over 7.5 inches. But then in number seven, it's Reno, Nevada, just under 7.5 inches.
Right. Reno. Isn't Reno, don't they have a lot of snow in Reno? Isn't that a mountainy area? Or am I confusing that with...
It is the northern part of Nevada, but are you thinking of Flagstaff, Arizona?
No, I may be thinking about where's the, all the skiing that takes place in Nevada. What's the name of the, whatever that name is escaping me, but it's on the other side of the state, I think. All right, anyway, number six, this is
Alamosa, Colorado.
Again, mountain area? Wow.
Yeah, which is a little bit interesting, but I guess the southern part of Colorado does get a little more toasty.
Lake Tahoe is what I was in my mind. Lake Tahoe.
Oh, okay, up in Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've always confused Utah and Nevada, whatever, why, I don't know, but I do. Okay, so number six is this town in Colorado. All right, keep going. We are... At number five.
Number five, Phoenix, Arizona, a little over 7 inches average rainfall. Number four would be Bakersfield, California, with a little, about 5.72 inches. Number three, Bishop, California, a little over 5.5 inches. Las Vegas, Nevada, 4.19 inches. That's the driest place.
Great. That's why they're finding all those bodies, because the Lake Mead's not being fun. The water's not coming to Lake Mead anymore as it did.
And that's why the flooding that's been happening in Vegas is so significant.
Right,
the driest place in the U.S., Yuma, Arizona, 2.65 inches.
So Yuma is the biggest home of rattlesnakes and reptiles in America because they don't like rain. They like dry heat. And that's what it's like. The average temperature in Yuma, by the way, this summer... has been 106 degrees. That's the average every day. It's, and it cools off because it's the desert. Nighttime it goes down, they cool into the 70s. But imagine every day, if you're working, let's say you're a roofer, right? You're working on, on you're re-roofing houses in Arizona, or actually any of these places, because it's all the desert. Phoenix, Bakersfield, you know, these places in the top five are the hottest places in the country. And you're a roofer, and you have to work out in that circumstance on the roof of homes. Good God. Think about that. Or other people that have to be out working in those conditions. So there you have it, our list prepared of the driest places in our country for your information, I guess, for your listening and dancing pleasure here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.